Today, May 31, we talk about the beginning of Jesus' ministry. This is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 13. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare the way before you." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not even worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It came to pass in those days that Jesus came down from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, saw the heavens parting, and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. I love the Gospel of Mark and the way he introduces the story of Jesus. He doesn't start with the Jesus genealogy or birth, as Matthew and Luke do. Like John, Mark leads with the account of Jesus' baptism, the beginning of his ministry. John is more theological, with the first words of his gospel saying, "In the beginning was the Word." In contrast, Mark spends less time with the theology, but rather emphasizes Jesus as a man of action from the get-go. The second sentence quotes the prophets, not one but two prophets. He starts with, "Behold, I send my messenger who will prepare the way." This is from Malachi chapter 3, also with echoes of Exodus 23. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." This is from Isaiah chapter 40. Then immediately Mark jumps to introduce the one who is preparing the way from the wilderness, John the Baptist. For John, this is a passing of the torch to one who is mightier, whose sandal strap he is not even worthy to stoop down and loosen. And while John's baptism is with water, Jesus has come to immerse us in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Notice what happens when Jesus comes up out of the water. He looks up and he sees the heavens parting. The word parting is actually a tame translation of the Greek word schizo, which means to tear or rip open. Jesus literally saw the heavens ripped open with the Spirit descending on him, not with ferocity, but like a dove. And then we hear the voice from heaven speak through the rip, and I can imagine gently saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." There's one more scene that is part of our scripture reading. Without any further explanation, Mark says that immediately the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness to be there 40 days, tempted by Satan, but ministered to by angels. You know, Mark uses the word immediately 41 times in his gospel. For Mark, Jesus is one who can hardly sit still, but is a man of action, always on the move or being moved by the Spirit. The gospels of Matthew and Luke take time to pause long enough to tell us what the temptations are all about. Not that way for Mark. There's no time to waste. He's ready to move on and to tell us next about Jesus beginning his ministry in Galilee, then calling disciples, then going to Capernaum to immediately preach in the synagogue, then heal Peter's mother-in-law, then heal others in town, then preach in other towns throughout Galilee, then cast out demons, and then cleanse a leper. All this in just the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Like a whirlwind, Mark pushes ahead, focused less on the teachings and more on the actions of this human and divine tornado, until we reach chapter 15 at the cross. It's here that Mark finally gets to his theological punchline. It's voiced through the mouth of a pagan centurion who can only mutter in astonishment, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." What are we to make of this gospel writer, Mark, and what he means for us? of the gospel writers, he can sometimes be dismissed as telling a good, fast-paced story, but as a bit of a theological lightweight. We all tend to pick what we see as most important about Jesus and what he means to us in our daily lives. For some, like John's gospel, the spirituality, the sense of worship, is immensely important. For others, it may be the moral teachings embodied by Matthew and Luke, and yet for others, it's about the action, sometimes even acting ahead of thinking. I close with this encouragement. In our desire to walk with Jesus, let's look not only for opportunities to deepen our faith, but also to step out and act the faith, one step at a time. Thank you, and God bless.